You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Let's face it, Fridays and Mondays, a lot of offices look like ghost towns. Here at KSL, those are the days I get princess parking right by the entrance. I sashay into work with a smile and say hi to the folks in the elevator, and nobody's there. If you work in an office, your employer likely understands this hybrid work thing, but if they could have you back in the office 5 days a week, chances are they'd take it. They won't issue edicts, but they will try to lure you back. Around the country, managers are offering bonuses, creating high-end coffee bars, and some companies are using smell, filling the office with glorious fragrances that you sniff as you walk in the door in the morning but barely notice as you work your way through the day. And they can change the scent during the course of the day. There's a company called Scent Air that creates these fragrance systems. In essence, the Wall Street Journal says, they give the office a nose job. One Texas office uses a signature fragrance made of 35 ingredients, including jasmine, which is said to improve happiness. There's sandalwood that alleviates anxiety. Great idea! But then you look on social media where employees complain these fragrances spark their allergies. One saying work turns him into a snotty mess. Which leaves me with the conclusion that when the boss tries to lure everyone back to work, fragrances smell of desperation.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.